This is Lee Davey at calvinair.com. We're at the WPT Merit Cyprus Classic, day four, first break of the day. I'm here with Sergey Rybachenko, who is doing really well. How's it going for you this first level?
I can say I'm doing well because I started well. I started with 1 million, and then like in a half hour I have it in 1.5 million, so 1.5 million chips. But after that I lost quite a very big hand. I bluffed in the river with a raise. I raised almost 300,000, so it's very big race, and the guy calls, he has second nuts, so it was just misread. I misread his hand, my mistake. So now I have like 1200, so I'm almost have the same stack I'm started with, but still it's okay. I feel good, and I think I have a very good chance to be in the final table.
Did you have a stack size in mind that you thought you would need to get to the final table?
I'm sorry, can I come again?
Did you think to yourself, as long as I finish the day with this number of chips, I will be in the final?
No, never. I'm just playing every hand, so I don't care about either building a chip leader or short stack. I'm just playing. I'm trying to get a plus EV from every hand, so I don't think that I should have like 1.5 million or something to be on final table. No, I never think about things like this.
This event is full of Russian players. Tell us a little bit about Russian poker.
Poker in Russia is growing up very fast. Unfortunately, it's illegal in Russia now, so we don't have tournaments in Russia. That's a big problem. I think if it was legal in Russia, Russians was now will be like a number two country. Of course, America is the first one. But unfortunately, it's illegal. But still, we travel a lot. For example, in WSOP, main event is about 100, more than 100 Russians playing. And here, Cyprus is it's the most popular place for Russians to come because it's quite close. We don't need a visa to come to Cyprus, and the tournaments here almost every month. So every month, like 60, 70 Russians coming here to this place. That's why a lot of Russians here.
Is there anywhere else in Europe that you like to go to yourself personally?
I like some places, but you know, now I'm not playing a lot of tournament poker. I like Chinese poker mostly. So
right.
I play Chinese. That's why, of course, I'm traveling. After Cyprus, I'm going to Barcelona, but probably I'll play just main event there because I don't want to play like 1K event, 2K events, small events I don't want to play. And unfortunately, it's you can't play Chinese in Barcelona. So we play just our group, like in the lobbies or in the rooms, we'll play like Chinese. So I'm going just to have vacation. But as for poker, I prefer to go to just WSOP because it's the most important thing you should visit. So every year I'm going to WSOP and I'm going to Cyprus every tournament. That's it.
Who are the best Russian players in your opinion?
Me, of course. No, speaking frankly, it's very difficult. I would say Ivan Demidov because he has the best result
in tournaments.
And it's very difficult to answer the question who is the best poker player because if you mean cash games, we have a very good cash game players like. If you open like big game in Full Tilt or Poker Stars now, like 400, 800 on the 6 max table, it's always free Russians. You know, we have a very good cash game players. But speaking about tournaments, I would say Ivan Demidov.
If you were to put one Russian player into the Party Poker big game, cash game, who would you put in there?
You don't know him. You know, I just told you, we have a lot of Russians who play very good high-stakes cash games, but even we don't know their names. We just know their nicknames.
So. Online, yeah.
Yeah, just online names. So I can tell you their online names, but I don't even know their real names, so it's not easy to answer.
And outside of poker, what are your interests when you're not playing poker, Sergey?
I like sport, I like travel, and you know, I'm like sports betting, so every time I'm playing even with WPT, I'm watching how Real Madrid doing or Barcelona or something. So I like sports, and also I travel a lot. For example, everybody asking me where I live. I live in Moscow, but it's like, you know, I'm coming to Moscow usually for 4 or 5 days, and I'm going somewhere else. For example, this time after Cyprus, I'm going to Moscow just for 5 hours. I even don't have time to go home. I'm just, and after Moscow, I'm going to Rome for vacation, from Rome to Barcelona, and that's it. So I'm traveling all over the world, so I live nowhere.
And how is your English so good?
Just because I travel a lot.
That's
it. Yeah, I never learned. After school, I remember that my English was not good. I know like thanks and something like visuals, and I never learned it myself. Just talking to people, I don't know.
I suppose going to the World Series of Poker every year helps as well.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, you said about my English and I didn't get your question.
You speak very good English.
Yeah.
And that's unusual because I've been trying to do interviews with some Russian players who are not so good.
Yeah, unfortunately it's a big problem for Russians, but we don't want to learn other languages because now a lot of Russians play and so we even don't need to know English.
Especially here,
you know, all the dealers is Russians, yes. So even dealers is Russians, so here of course you don't need it. That's a problem, but I prefer to speak English because everywhere in the world you need it.
Yeah, and of course practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Sergei, thank you very much for your time and good luck and hope you get
the advantage. Thank you very much. Thank you.